According to the audit by the Controller and Auditor General, the fund, which is run by the Zimbabwe National Roads Administration, or ZINARA, was unable to fully account for more than $6 million allocated for road maintenance in 2011. ZINARA has failed to explain how this money was used when most of the country's roads are fast disappearing and in rural areas, villagers are having to pull resources together to pay for road maintenance. In a report, Controller and Auditor General Mildred Chiri says ZINARA was unable to give full information on the financial position and performance of the fund, making it difficult to determine how the money was utilized. ZINARA, she said, failed to give information on the material acquired, consumed and material at hand. According to information at hand, Matabeleland North Province received the highest allocation at $1 million and Mashonaland Central got the least at $90,000. Several city, town and rural district councils are not happy with the allocations they are getting from ZINARA, saying they are too low, making it difficult for them to effectively maintain roads. Harare City Council Finance Committee Chairman Councillor Alan Markham says roads in the city will remain in poor state unless they get their dues from ZINARA.
You're most probably aware that vehicle license fees are ordinarily used to fund road maintenance program. However, funds coming to the city from ZINARA by way of vehicle license fees have progressively gone down to a point where in the current year, 2013, the city is yet to receive its first installment of its allocation. But the disbursements remain a far cry from what the city expects from the authority if the vehicle population of Harare is anything to go by.
Harare Residents Association Director Precious Shumba tells Studio 7 ZINARA's role in the administration of the road fund must be revisited, adding disbursement of funds to local authorities should be done timeously. He said the Controller and Auditor General simply confirms what they've been saying, that the road funds are not being properly used.
The magnitude of abuse of public funds by public officials, where they use their offices to benefit funds without adhering to laid down accounting systems and procedures.
ZINARA spokesperson Augustine Moyo could not be reached for comment. Last year, however, ZINARA acquired 80 motorized graders from China under its Road Authority's capitalization program. The Controller and Auditor General said ZINARA must provide for audit accurate consolidated financial statements to enable decision makers assess the performance of the fund. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Ivan Chifera.